likely to be due to the cost of living increases, so food costing more, energy bills, petrol, and the frustrations linked with that. It does mean that some people aren't able to donate as much food to us as well. So we're seeing a little bit of a drop of food donations too. There are a lot of new people coming who wouldn't have used a food bank before at all either. So we've got working people who are coming whose wages aren't just aren't meeting the expectations of all those bills, and people on universal credit, but also people waiting for universal credit as well. It's tough out there for lots of people, and it might mean that people aren't able to donate as much when they go to the supermarket as they used to be able to. So, if you are able to help, then that's brilliant. I mean, the Sainsbury's, Co-op, B&M, Waitrose, or the Eco Village will accept food donations. And it'd be brilliant if people can help. But obviously, we don't want to put any more pressure on people who are struggling either. So just the people who are able to help would be brilliant. It's quite a long list at the moment, I'll be honest. So it's quite a few things. We've been telling people for ages not to give us baked beans, but actually we're running out of baked beans as well now. So it's a real range of things. That UHT semi-skimmed milk we often need as well, or even full fat milk. So it's a huge list. If people can check our website, that would be brilliant. If you just search for Jubilee Food Bank Market Harborough, and there's a shopping list on there that we use. So it would really help our volunteers as well if the food was coming in. Sometimes we do buy food, but it's sometimes challenging to get the amount of food that we need as well. So in bulk. So it would be brilliant if people can help.